Ignatius ignored his mother's pounding on his door and crying in the hall about the 50 cents in wages that he had brought home for the day's work. Sweeping the Big Chief tablets, yo-yo, and rubber glove from his desk, he opened the journal and began to write.
Dear reader, a good book is the precious lifeblood of a master spirit, embalmed and treasured up on purpose for a life beyond. Milton. The perverted and, I suspect, quite dangerous mind of Clyde has devised still another means of belittling my rather invincible being. At first, I thought that I might have found a surrogate father in the Tsar of Sausage, the Mogul of Meat. But his resentment and jealousy of me are increasing daily. No doubt they will ultimately overwhelm him and destroy his mind. The grandeur of my physique, the complexity of my worldview, the decency and taste implicit in my carriage, the grace with which I function in the mire of today's world, all of these at once confuse and astound Clyde. Now he has relegated me to working in the French Quarter, an area which houses every vice that man has ever conceived in his wildest aberrations, including, I would imagine, several modern variants made possible through the wonders of science. The Quarter is not unlike, I would imagine, Soho and certain sections of North Africa. However, the residents of the French Quarter, blessed with American stick-to-itiveness and know-how, are probably straining themselves at this moment to equal and surpass, in variety and imagination, the diversions enjoyed by the residents of those other world areas of human degradation. Clearly, an area like the French Quarter is not the proper environment for a clean-living, chaste, prudent, and impressionable young working boy. Did Edison, Ford, and Rockefeller have to struggle against such odds? Clyde's fiendish mind has not stopped at so simple an abasement, however. Because I am allegedly handling what Clyde calls the tourist trade, I have been caparisoned in a costume of sorts. Judging from the customers I have had on this first day with the new route, the tourists seem to be the same old vagrants I was selling to in the business district. In a stupor induced by Sterno, they have doubtlessly stumbled down into the quarter, and thus, to Clyde's senile mind, qualify as tourists. I wonder whether Clyde has even had an opportunity to see the degenerates and wrecks and drifters who buy and apparently subsist on Paradise products. Between the other vendors, totally beaten and ailing itinerants whose names are something like Buddy, Pal, Sport, Top, Buck, and Ace, and my customers, I'm apparently trapped in a limbo of lost souls. However, the simple fact that they have been resounding failures in our century does give them a certain spiritual quality. For all we know, they may be, these crushed wretches, the saints of our age. Beautifully broken old Negroes with tan eyes, downtrodden drifters from wastelands in Texas and Oklahoma, ruined sharecroppers seeking a haven in rodent-infested urban rooming houses.